Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our local news for this hour. A 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. And Saginaw authorities are investigating the city's first homicide of the year after a 41-year-old man was found shot to death early Tuesday morning. Police responded around 5:30 a.m. to the 100 block of North 12th Street, where officers discovered the Saginaw resident dead from a gunshot wound. Investigators say the call initially came through the Saginaw County Central Dispatch via a 911 call that stayed connected. Dispatchers reportedly overheard the man stop breathing before officers arrived. Detectives from the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit have classified the death as a homicide. A suspect has been taken into custody, though officials have not yet released the person's name or discussed a possible motive. And Hampton Charter Township officials will hold a public hearing on Thursday, February 12th, to consider a special use permit request from Consumers Energy for a large-scale battery energy storage project in Bay County. The $70 million proposal calls for the construction of a 45-megawatt storage facility at the site of former Widock Coal Power Plant in Hampton Township. The plan includes battery equipment, fencing, landscaping, internal access roads, and other infrastructure aimed at improving electric grid reliability. Residents are invited to speak at the 7 p.m. meeting at the Township Hall or submit written comments in advance by mail, hand delivery, or email to the Township's Building Department. And Wednesday, Christopher Ahern appeared in court facing charges including recreational trespass and wildlife violations. He pleaded not guilty to one misdemeanor count of recreational trespass upon farmlands stemming from a December 2025 incident in Lincoln Township, Huron County, Michigan. He confirmed understanding the potential 90-day jail sentence and fines. Ahern was also rearraigned on amended charges from January 14th, alleging three counts of illegally taking wildlife in December 2024, to which he also pleaded not guilty. A significant development in the court's order of a $3,000 personal recognizance bond across both cases, allowing Ahern to leave the state for a planned trip to Florida, modifying previous travel restrictions. Looking ahead, the prosecution has filed a motion to consolidate both cases for trial, which the defense is reviewing and is likely to oppose. Plea offers for the trespass case remain open until February 28, 2026, with a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for March 31, 2026. And Huron County District Court has issued new deadlines for Crystal Marie Trepanier in a blight abatement case following a dispute over her compliance with the previous order. Trepanier's attorney argued she failed to act after city manager Mr. Learman allegedly told her on October 9th, 2025, that it was too late to obtain a building permit because the matter was with the city attorney. Trepanier testified she believed she had until March 31st to pay taxes and was waiting for her attorney's advice. However, the city's attorney countered that Trepanier was ineligible for a permit due to unpaid taxes, and she historically knew delinquent taxes are paid to the county, not the city. The city also noted her builder had been informed by building inspector Mr. Kelly that a site meeting was required before a permit could be issued. The judge ordered Trepanier to pay all delinquent taxes within 7 days by February 4th and secure all necessary permits within 14 days by February 11th. The blight abatement must be completed by May 15th. The court also mandated her builder meet with Mr. Kelly before a permit is granted and included late summer 2025 taxes in the order. Failure to comply could lead to the abatement order being granted. And that's been your local regional news, which you can get from anywhere, including your obituaries, weather, school closings, and cancellations right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.